Hi, my name's John, and I'm an American who is traveling the world. Right now, I am in the city of Irpin in Ukraine, and I would like to introduce you to my friend Yulia.
If you're in Sitka, you may have seen this YouTube video circulating in your social media feed. In it, a man in a burgundy polo and a baseball cap gestures to a woman on his left in a periwinkle dress peppered with tiny white flowers. They bump fists after he introduces her, and he cringes, rubbing his knuckles, pretending to be in pain from the force of her fist. And she laughs. It's clear in that moment that they're good friends.
Hello, my name is Julia. I'm from Ukraine and I'm paramedic. From the first day of the war, I'm start training people in first aid. I
As Yulia
contact
talks to
John
the camera,
158
she's
and
in
I have
sharp
a medical
contrast to the
case and
building
I'm
behind
diagnosed
her,
with
blackened from
cancer
missile
and
fire.
abundant
Yulia is a former
cancer
flight attendant turned military medic in the war in Ukraine. The
and
man
I
next
have
to her is
so
former
many
Sitka
cancer
music
patients
teacher John DePilates.
John
They're
DeFraser
raising money for
Park
medical
and
supplies, or as the name of their fundraiser suggests, to
$68
help John and Yulia
thousand
save
five
the
hundred
world.
million.
But how did this American teacher end up in Ukraine?
I just walk the earth.
For 8 years, from 2006 to 2014, DePilates was the band and choir director at Sitka High School. Being a music teacher left his summers free to travel to faraway places.
I have been all over the world. Generally, my style of travel is to go find really interesting things, sort of in places where angels fear to tread. The trouble seems to find me one way or another.
He was teaching in Washington, but after some time navigating teaching music during COVID, DePilates decided to take a year off, using some money he'd saved to travel. He took the opportunity to visit some friends he'd made over the years in Ukraine, in Kiev, and some other cities. His tourist visa ran out in February of 2022, so he went to Bucharest, Romania, to secure a work permit. As he parted with friends, they had a running joke. If things went badly, he would meet them at the border.
And that is ultimately what happened is when the war started, I was just flabbergasted. And everything I'd read told me this was a really bad mistake for Putin on by any metric. And so I couldn't believe it was happening. People here couldn't believe it was happening.
He was in Romania when Russia invaded on February 24th.
I sat there for a week, and I was like, well, what do I do now? Do I just go home? And then I realized, I sort of remembered this joke that I made. And so I contacted my friends and I said, maybe you should come to Romania.
He reached out to a vacation rental in rural Romania where he'd stayed before, and they wanted to help. In the coming weeks, he brought two of his friends and their children there.
We were living in a rural farmhouse together with three women and six children, and hilarity ensues. I couldn't stop the war. I couldn't protect the people, but I could protect these few. I could get them to safety. I could look after their children.
Early on, his thoughts also turned to his friend Yulia. The day Russia invaded, he called her, fearing for her safety. Eventually, she got back to him. She'd gone straight to the military recruiting office, and by the end of her first day, she'd trained six officers in first aid. The two stayed in contact as they could, and then one day in June, he heard from her again.
She sent me a message. She said, John, I need your help. My plate carrier has been damaged, and I'm about to ship out to Bakhmut. If you know anything about what's happening over there, that's bad.
Yulia asked if DePilates could find her a protective vest in Romania and mail it to her, but the mailing options were limited. None of the major carriers were operating in Ukraine due to the war, and the Romanian post office said it would take 6 weeks.
It's like, well, I guess I'm going to Kiev. So I did, because what else could I do? I mean, when your friends are in trouble, you take care of your friends.
So DePilates filled a small suitcase with hemostatic bandages, tourniquets, and her protective gear. The trip took him around 30 hours on trains and buses because planes don't fly in anymore. When he finally made it, he met the Ukrainians in Yulia's battalion and realized that the suitcase he brought wasn't enough.
The needs are just endless. And talking with the guys in the battalion, these people are, were just months ago, they were bus drivers and they were store owners, and they were teachers and bakers and, you know, farmers.
After DePilatis made his delivery, he says he found his presence wasn't all that useful, so he left a few weeks after he arrived. Now he's heading to Skagway, back to the music classroom. But before he left Ukraine, he filmed a video with Yulia to fundraise for more medical supplies. He plans to get the money to her before her battalion deploys in a few weeks.
We've raised about $6,500, which is enough that you can kind of look at it and go, wow, that is going to make a dent, you know, that the people are going to survive that wouldn't otherwise.
DePilatis knows that their fundraiser won't exactly save the world.
No matter what I do, no matter how much money we raise, no matter what I accomplish, it's not enough. This war isn't going to stop for a long time, and people aren't going to be safe for a long time. You know, I have the desire to fix it all, but I can't. And so I have to do this. I have to. There's not a choice.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.